Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Vagabond Dilemma, the only podcast on the internet where I can call Rudy a rat coward in the intro without him being able to do anything about it. On today's episode, Rudy takes us down to our favorite boot-shaped country, while I censor Rudy, who's finally gone too far. Well, without further ado, please enjoy the episode.
Let's go! Go, Henry, go! Go, 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 go!
Ra, 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 ra.
That is it?
Yes.
Okay. Do the let's go for me.
Hey, Rudy. How about we don't?
No. Do the thing.
Let's go. All right, let's go.
No, a bit more enthusiastic.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Henry, this is why you're boosting.
Let's go!
One more?
Holy shit, that was actually the loudest I was willing to go. Okay, I will do this at a normal tone. Hey, Rudy, let's go!
Let's go! Wow!
What was that?
I don't know, but my neighbors will be knocking at my door in 5 minutes.
Doo-doo-doo-doo, what was that? Doo-doo-doo-doo, let's go?
It was just your average soccer fan noise.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Yeah, they do this thing where they just like take a stupid plastic trumpet and they're like.
Have you ever been to a soccer match? You've been to the Baltic Cup, haven't you?
I would never dare.
That's unfortunate.
Well, anything info? Nothing. Bitch. Stop. Stop having nothing to talk about in the intro. You must have... You know, Henry,
you literally have not asked me.
Listen, I thought we're doing this intro, that we're committing to it. That we, you know, we're living for it. As in, like,
what?
You have to have something happening in your life. Otherwise, what the intro will be about.
I literally have
and
something
you have
I
nothing
can't
going
talk about.
On in your life.
You haven't even asked me.
You, if you would have had something happen in your life very importantly, or very, very excitedly, then I don't need to ask you.
Okay, then I will now talk about myself.
Go!
Recently, oh, and I'm really proud of this. Okay. What?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay, recently, and I'm really proud of this, and you can already sense, like, congratulations and stuff to me in the email, or to Rudy, you know, and Rudy will relay it to me, so thanks in advance. But I hit the 18-second mark on Chad Regions on Cetera, and that was really a big step for me.
What
I now am tied
regions?
With... Huh?
Chad Regions. What are the Chad Regions?
Sorry, that's a challenge I do with one of my good friends, where we speedrun a quiz about a nation's provinces to see who can do it fastest. And recently I reached 18 seconds for the regions of Chad, and I'm gunning for 17, sorry. I'm gunning for 17, hey. So, thank you everybody for the congratulations in advance. I really do appreciate it.
You know everybody's
Googling
you. Now where Chad is?
Well, Chad is in the middle of Africa. On
yeah,
the, like,
and then
northern
people
side...
are like, it has provinces.
Well, everything has, like, provinces or subdivisions, really.
Yeah, I know, but it's just a niche, such a niche thing, which is great for you. It's great for you. Everybody should have something like that.
Yeah.
Do I have a niche thing like that? I don't think I do. Apart from fun facts about the universe. Oh, can I talk about black holes? They're so interesting.
Sure.
Small side note. So everybody knows a black hole, right? There's one in the middle of our galaxy, allegedly. And apparently it's way harder to fall into one. It's not just like, you know, walk down the Milky Way and then whoopsie-daisy fell in. It's apparently quite hard because what happens is there's a little bit of physics, right? Everybody knows about the laws of Newton's laws, right? So an object in motion stays in motion unless other force has been expressed on it, blah blah blah, moment of inertia and da-da-da, always has to stay the same. Energy must conserve, right?
Right.
So that means, now, example from real life, everybody's seen at least a video of, a ballet show, right? And then those very talented ladies, they do the spirals, and you probably notice they do this thing where they extend their arms, and they go in at a certain speed, and then they retract the arms towards the chest and they start spiraling faster. It's also very, I think they do it in ice skating. That's a thing, right?
Yes.
Because of inertia, which, the physics behind that is the moment of inertia has to stay the same. So if one variable goes down, the other one has to go up. In this case, the distance the arms do, right, the circle, the length of the circle,
mm-hmm.
becomes smaller. That means the speed has to increase in which they revolve. So the moment of inertia stays the same because it's a multiplication of both. So now imagine you're a particle, right? You're going straight at the black hole. You start spiraling around it. And you reach a certain speed that apparently, absolutely cannot be broken. The speed of light. Nothing in this universe, when we talk about absolute values, can go faster than speed of light. So that means if you can't go any faster, you can't change the variable of speed, you can't change the variable of distance, meaning you cannot get closer to the black hole. And now you might ask, how do things fall into black hole? Well, first of all, 10 to 40% of the things that start spiraling black hole get emitted black out as energy. The other percent that fall into black hole is because relatively, actually, you can go faster than the speed of light. Because black holes, as anything, you know, everybody knows those pictures where we kind of imagine that space is just, well, space. And black hole is kind of just hanging in there, right? It's just staying in one spot and suckling everything in. But in reality, everything, our solar system, our planets are moving, right? We're going through space. We're moving at all times. So if you take the speed of how we move and then add the speed of the particles circling around the black hole, adding up, it is faster than speed of light at some point. But it's just, if you take the speed relative to black hole, it like absolute value, you cannot get higher than speed of light.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
It's very interesting, is it not?
Yeah. So I think what I learned from this is you can't just stumble upon a black hole. You actually got to try to get in there.
You know what? Hell yeah, brother. That's honestly the moral of the story is chivalry. You can't just go and blast in a black hole.
Okay.
You have to revolve around it for a bit, have to match its speed, and then you might get a chance to get in.
You know, I didn't want to actually take it there, so I thought I was very nice about it. But of course, you can't help yourself.
Oh, listen, was I not being nice? Was I not saying to all the other creatures of this universe, be nice, court, get to know each other, match the vibes, then?
Sure. All right, I'll give it to you. For, you know what, just because I'm feeling generous today. I'm so
nice. Now, after 8 minutes, Henry does the intro.
Why?
Because we haven't said the Welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma.
Welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma. This is a show about, well, black holes. Rudy?
I would love to do a show about black holes.
I don't think we would ever have the content for that, right? Okay. Fuck the intro. How would you structure the show?
If it was about black holes? I would talk about, you know, a good structure would be one segment layman's terms, another segment try to go a bit more in depth, right? Like the actual physics behind it. Then a segment of just, well, first of all, introduction, because I feel like there's so many things in this universe that are so cool just to know about, but people just don't know. Like, for example, there are planets where instead of raining water, they technically are raining gemstones.
Right. That is pretty cool. And I feel
like, yeah, exactly. Like, how many people know about that? Probably not a lot. Just introducing these kind of fun facts is already fun. And
yeah, then
you
just have,
you know, you make a 10-episode show where you have topics. One topic, black holes. The other topic, exoplanets. Third topic, stray planets. The ones that are without galaxies. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But you would just make it like an informative show?
I'd be down to
Basically like our regular, when you, like a regular segment where you talk about a person, just a bit of riffing. No,
there's always jokes to be made.
Would it just be that, or would, like, there's no, like in our show, there's an improv segment at the second part, right?
I feel like if given time, we, you know, I could come up with a improv segment there too.
Well, describe this planet and give it a name.
that's the follow-up or our rock segment.
Hell yeah. All right. Back to the introduction, or the explanation, rather. So, this is the Vagabond Dilemma. We pick an explorer.
Or a vagabond.
Yes. Or just maybe a group, or maybe a happening. Hey, it depends. Sometimes we get creative, sometimes we don't. We talk about them, you know, their life, what they did, what they didn't do. And then we come up with creative ways, if I do dare to, what's it called, blow my own horn, as to how they disappeared.
Yay!
That was a pretty staggered intro, but we got there.
And I think without further ado, we have to come to my favorite segment of the show.
Oh?
Italy.
You love to hear it.
You love to hear
it. I've been looking forward to this, actually.
I mean, honestly, I should do a segment about Italy. You do your rock segment, I'm going to find something about Italy for next time.
Yeah, do an Italian rock. How about that?
Italian rock, honestly? Hell yeah.
Actually, it would not be a bad idea to have, like, revolving segments depending on who's hosting.
There you go, that's an idea.
Alright, Rudy, I like this idea. If you have a funny idea for next time, bring it. I always bring fun
ideas. What do you mean?
Huh?
I never stop myself. If I have an idea, I always...
Well...
Okay,
I'm not editing this silence out. Yeah, I'm not editing that out. Okay.
Right. Once again, by the way, I have gone for a bit extra, in a sense of like it's not your average explorer. I can't bring myself to do it anymore. It's not happening.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something about the monoticity of a normal human being, or just being. Because I've done groups, I've done places. Yeah. It's just I don't know, man. It's just something. It's just something.
Wait, I want to actually look through the past episodes now to see how many, like, normal explorers you've done in the last couple episodes.
Let's say normal is something that is, like, you know, very well documented, right? One person that's known to be an explorer, lost, well documented. That's normal, right?
I would say the last one you did was Giovanni Caboto, right? Kinda. You have done a lot of special-ish episodes.
Yeah.
In the last... Like,
and this
actually
one
in the
will
last,
be kind
like,
of also a special
times.
Episode.
Interesting. Well,
it's honestly okay. This is nice here to say. It's up to your interpretation here how special this episode is.
Right.
Warning though. First of all, I'm gonna go cut straight to the chase. We are talking today about none other than the myth, the man, the legend himself, Romulus, the first king of Rome.
Damn.
Yes. Warning though, the myths concerning Romulus are of a wide variety and have at some points no credibility or proof, thus do not take the following stories as gospel. That's what I've wrote down in my own notes.
Okay. I think that's a general note that you could take about our podcast. Not everything is guaranteed to
be
correct.
No, but this one, like, listen. Romulus was... So, what we know for sure today, without going too much into the actual facts, is the man existed, but then he was raised in stories to, like, a god-tier human, right? People actually, basically worshipped him.
Right.
So, a lot of the stories, as you will hear, probably have some things quite made up. But, yeah, I guess we'll just have to listen and see, no?
Yeah.
No. That was not a green for that.
Sorry? I was waiting for your story. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so we're just gonna ignore the... Yeah.
Yeah. You made that noise, so I made it too. Huh? What's happening right now?
How is time working now? Okay, anyways. Right. I have divided the whole segment in... Well, I call them three stories, right? But it's not stories as I did in my last episode where I made an actual effort for a... You know, sounded like a fairy tale. I honestly, the more I read about this dude, the more I understood how big of a twat he was. So I'm gonna do this in a very Gen Z style.
Right.
Right. So, long time ago, first story, story of birth. Around 700...
Epic censorship.
BC.
Huh?
700 BC.
Jesus Christ. I was not ready for that. I did not expect you to be...
Well, Romulus was believed to be one of the two twin sons, other's name is Remus, of a lady named Rhea Silvia, who, according to the legends at the time, was damned to be a virgin for the rest of her life. At the time, officially on document as 30 years, but at the time, you don't live past 30 anyway, so...
Okay.
Damned for the rest of her life due to her father's, in brackets, Numitor's brother Amulius, who had usurped the Numitor's throne and consecrated her a Vestal. A Vestal means she's now part of a, it's a church, right? It's a worshippers of a Roman god, something of Vesta herself, I don't remember the name, but they're supposed to be virgins, they're supposed to be single for the rest of their lives, it's all ladies, that kind of cult, right. You know? And it wasn't her choice, but as far as I understand, it wasn't anyone's choice back then to get in that church, because ladies were chosen before the girls even hit puberty from random family.
Right.
Very,
sounds
very
like your
fun
average
way to worship gods,
practice.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Of course, as every good story goes, but lo and behold, the god of war, Mars, raped her and she became pregnant with two twins.
Wow. Also your average god story.
Yeah, yeah. So, see, she's basically a virgin that gets two twins, miraculously, right?
How is she a virgin if she got raped? Excuse me.
No, that's the thing. So Amulius, the brother of Numitor,
right,
consecrates her a Vestal. So she cannot inherit... So there can be no inheritance to the throne. Because, the original King Numitor's only daughter, Rhea, if she has sons, then they are the OG kings, right? They have the blood rights.
They're the heir,
So Amulius does this, but then somehow miraculously she gets pregnant with two twins. Then Amulius, of course, hears about this. You know why? Because she tells everybody this. and Amulius throws her in jail. And upon their birth, orders the twins to be drowned in the river Tiber. At the time, however, due to flooding, or so the story goes, the river was overflooded, and so its banks were inaccessible. So the servants left the babies under a fig tree at the foot of the Palatine Hill. And then the best part of the story, what everybody knows here, is a goddamn she-wolf appears and lets them drink her milk until they were found by the king's herdsmen who raised them to adulthood. So this is the story about, you've probably seen the very famous statues or depictions of a wolf and two toddlers suckling on her.
No, I haven't. No,
there's
I have
no
not.
Way you haven't. There's
I have
no
not,
way.
Sir. I have not, sir.
Do you know nothing about mythology?
I know there's like this dude who was supposed to be raised by wolves, but...
No, yeah, this is a very, Remus and Romulus were giving wolf milk because the she-wolf, suckled on, right? And then herdsmen found them and raised them to adulthood. And they later helped to restore their grandfather, the OG King Numidor, to the throne and set out to establish their own city. Unfortunately, they could not agree between two hills upon which should they settle. Things got heated, Remus gets schooled, and by that I mean Romulus kills him and goes on to establish Rome.
Well, Rome sounds better than what it would have been, Jesus. What would it
you stumbled your way through that so quickly.
Then Rem, right?
Remus?
That sucks. Imagine Rome being called Reem, like Jesus. Thank you, Romulus, for killing your brother.
I could go into details, but I'm not gonna of Rome's somewhat advanced hierarchy and taxing system at the time. There's a whole Wikipedia page you can go and read. And also, by the way, so people don't confuse this, I'm not talking about the now technically city of Rome as we know today. I'm talking about the beginnings of Rome as an imperial state back then.
Shouldn't that be the same thing, though?
It starts as a village. They didn't set out to, the idea was not out to set a city. The idea was to make a country. So it's kind of a...
Right.
I don't know. Like, I guess I should say that so people.
I think we should make a country, Rudy.
We should. Where? Fiji! Let's go!
We go there. We declare this.
If you remind me, and if we have time after we've done everything with the bits and impros towards the end of the episode, I can tell you there are some idiots, Latvians, who thought they can do that.
You're just gonna leave that for now.
Yes, just remind me later on. I can finish this story because there are
we're in the middle of
another story.
Okay.
Right, next story. So the first one was about birth and coming of age. Second story, named Story of the Rape of the Sabine Women. Lovely,
that's,
right?
Another rape theme?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I fucking hate this dude. I don't know why people worshipped him. But so Rome at the time was filled with colonists, most of whom were young, unmarried men, which tends to be a problem if you want a population increase. To add on top of this, the neighboring communities were not very keen on marrying peeps from Rome either. Thus, the newly founded city was on a crash course to destination failure.
Right.
Because, well, yeah, they're not gaining population. And I mean, I'm gonna be honest, according to the data we have today, and shut the fuck up, people who say this is not true, this is very much true. Every archive shows this. There was a lot of gays. A lot of gay sex, because what else can you do if it's all men?
This is not true.
This is very true, and unfortunately at the time too, it's anything passes. It's donkeys, it's children, it's consent doesn't exist, it's anything
okay,
passes.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's true. It's true. Okay, at the time might not be as true in Rome anymore, but in Greece, definitely.
I mean, hell, in comparison to donkeys, men seem like a pretty good idea.
Why would it not be a good idea? You know why it's not a good idea
it's
back
a joke,
then?
Rudy.
Imagine the hygiene.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah.
But then again, I always think of those situations as they didn't know any better. In a sense of like, there wasn't a better option, you know? I feel like from 10 years now, if we don't look back, right? And we're like, oh my god, we did this like that. That means there's been no growth.
Right. So what you're saying is, it's just another day at the races.
Exactly.
All
right.
Right. Continue.
Where was I? Oh yeah. Initially, Romulus sent envoys to close cities. However, your boys got sent back home basically upon setting their feet outside the city walls.
Right.
So Romulus, the chattest and straightest of them all, came up with a simple plan. He announced a momentous festival to which he invited people from far and wide to attend. However, at a pre-established signal, the inhabitants of Rome literally snatched women off their feet and carried them away in the middle of festivities.
Right.
And you can
Classic.
Guess what happened after that.
They had a nice little dinner.
Exactly. The aggrieved cities, understandably, wanted to wage war, but unfortunately got hit by the oldest enemy of them all. You can guess what it is?
I don't know, probably some gods?
No, politics and personal ambitions.
Oh.
That's right. Due to impatience and personal agendas, the cities never launched a unified attack towards Rome, so the end result was, in short, that cities... Okay, listen up. As far as I understood, this is a bit of a gray area, but as far as I understood, if the cities actually launched a unified attack, Rome would not have stood a chance. Would have ended right there and then. But the problem was that cities that were not the Sabines, which is one city, lose open fights because they launch attacks by themselves or unified, you know, one or two cities, but Rome defeats them. The Sabines, the most powerful one, and the one that actually suffered the most from the rape here, Sabine launches their own attack and actually could have probably won because what happened is they breach Rome. They get to, I don't remember if it was like the Capitol building or something, a very important building.
Right.
They got the high ground. So Rome has to meet them in open battlefield, and they have the high ground, Sabines, right? But
right.
Lo and behold, in the middle of the battle, women ran in the middle of the two armies to stop from one side their fathers and brothers from the Sabines, and from the other side their definitely lovable, respectable, newly acquired husbands.
Right.
So somehow the Sabines then later form a common leadership with Rome, led by Tatius and Romulus.
That doesn't really make sense, but okay.
Back then, politics had no chill. It's like,
right.
You could have killed my whole family, but if this gives me money, I'm a fuck you. That's honestly how it was back then.
Okay.
Women were just seen as machines to birth children or a weapon because they could burn children, right? It's fucking crazy.
Okay. That's right. Nice.
And then,
that's great.
And then the story Lovely. Of the finale of our Rome introduction is in the following years, both kings ruled side by side until Tatius ate shit by getting himself slain in a riot at Lavinium, where he had gone to make sacrifice. What a goddamn surprise. Make a sacrifice to gods, get killed.
Well, a sacrifice was made.
And as I said, politics had no chill, so instead of avenging Tatius, Romulus decided to spend some skill points in leveling up his relationship with Lavinium in order to prevent Rome from splintering along some ethnic lines, or so he said. In reality, I feel like, you know, if you were the king of Rome, then you now have to be a co-king, right? Have to be somewhat lenient and always have to look for compromise if your other co-king eats shit. I don't know if that's a loss.
Right. So now you're on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you wanted. The fuck you want.
So anyways, after a reign of 37 years, Romulus one day decided to review his troops in the Campus Martius. When, according to the story, out of nowhere, he was swept away by a hurricane never to be seen again.
That's his disappearance.
Yup. There are, of course, stories, others that say that he was ascended to heaven by Mars himself.
Right.
But, you know, for the sake of the improv segment, he was swept away by a hurricane.
Right. Can't wait to stab somebody to death and say I was just bringing them to heaven myself.
Honestly.
I mean, okay. So, okay, this is where...
this is where we start the thingy.
So where was this hurricane?
This hurricane was, well, in Rome, in Campus Martius. Wherever. It's kind of hilly area. I looked up the map. It's all hand-drawn maps because they're taken from years, you know, before Christ.
Right.
As far as I understood, it's kind of your average Mediterranean sea.
My brother before Christ. Well, what could have happened, King? The hurricane was, of course, just a front, right?
Of course. I didn't expect anything else.
Romulus, as a real friendly guy he was, decided maybe this country isn't for me. You know? Maybe, you know what? Hey, you know what? I've had enough of this place. There's been too much shit going on here. Let's just go somewhere else, right? And where does he go, Rudy? I'm glad you asked. I'm really glad, actually. Can you think of another place that starts with the name ROM? That's right. He goes and founds Romania.
I thought you were going to actually let me guess. I actually started thinking. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry in that case.
Ricky finds Romania.
That's right. And in order, because he was like, okay, I don't like Rome, right? Not enough culture. It's annoying. He just invents a completely new language. He just starts talking gibberish one day until it makes sense.
But they don't take his shit there. As in, like, he thinks he can come there and just do whatever the fuck he wants, right? But people in Romania are like, fucking, what? Huh? Shut the fuck up? Get your ass back to Rome. He was like, no, I'm gonna build this castle. I'm gonna be your king. He builds a castle and everybody still is like, shut the fuck up. Like, brother, it's like, you know, the one person comes to a party and is always like, listen, and just comes up to you, starts like the most random stories out of nowhere, always butts in the conversation.
Right.
Like, God, please, you're so annoying. And that's the original story of how Dracula came to be.
Romulus was just a lonely guy up on his castle.
Yeah, without sunlight, without anything, and he was like, you all will see, you will blah, 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 and then he, yeah. Well, Just like the original story of Corona, he saw a bat, he was hungry, ate a bat, and instead of getting Corona, he was like, Jesus fucking Christ, I really want some sustenance, some fucking blood.
Right. And then in a, like, attempt to better himself, indeed, instead of just raping women, he just drank their blood.
Exactly.
Romulus, what a nice guy.
The first king of Rome, the last vampire in Romania.
Well, sometimes you need a career shift, I will say. Sometimes you have to just be
that's radically different, right? Honestly, maybe it's even, you know, he always wanted to be a shit person, a villain. But then at some point he was like, I mean, I kind of have to be the king of this city. They, you know, made, tried to make Remus, then Tatius died and fuck. I just want to be your classic bad guy. And what a classic bad guy he became, huh? Because, I mean, isn't there more classy bad guy than Dracula?
Right, because before he was just a nice guy that accidentally murdered, you know, mass destruction.
Yeah, but happens, you know, when you're a king of the day, shit happens.
No, that's true.
You gotta have some, you know, give and take.
Hell, God knows if I'm outside and I see an anthill, I get the urge to destroy it sometimes, you know?
I feel like you doing that would destroy you because ants will fuck you up real hard.
That's why I only think about it. I tried that, and
I will never do that again. I didn't know any better. I saw an anthill and I was like, what if I fucking actually, you know, like, kick it? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not a great idea.
That was not fun.
Yes.
Scared the shit out of me because the ants, like, you know, when you look at an anthill, it's kind of like they're going, like, well, for insects, slowly. They're kind of like chilling, they're going about their day, and you just watch and fascinate. You mess with them, the speed triples.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine. You know, if you're just chilling, just hanging out. Imagine being an ant, and you're just brainless, right? Just hanging out, and then suddenly some bitch kicks your house. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I also will go and fuck him up. Yeah, I understand.
You put on your jersey,
as a child,
and
I didn't know any
sprinting better,
and I got my lesson. Lesson learned.
Yeah. I mean, that's good to learn at an early age.
I know exactly,
sure.
By the way, what happened with this Romulus guy.
Right. Go on.
Honestly, going back to the same story, he just wanted to see better shores, greener pastures. And we talk about greener pastures, you know what? There's only one thing that comes to my mind. Ever heard of the very well-known mythical land of Oz?
From The Wizard of Oz?
Yep.
Then no.
Well, it's a mythical land, right? With witches and munchkins, and in the middle of it, there's an emerald city, and it's green, of course, and whatnot. And the best way to get there is how Dorothy, the main character of the book, gets there.
Her house gets blown
there by a hurricane.
There you go.
So Romulus, your boy, got swept to Oz. where he probably built the Emerald City himself. You know, if I'm going to be honest, the way they're described in the book, the munchkins, the description is of an inbred human. So I feel like...
Jesus.
So I feel like Romulus just... there was some shit there. There were also flying and talking monkeys, so God knows what he did there.
Right. I mean, by the sounds of your story, Rome was also kind of...
Or maybe,
you know,
Mars actually did ascend him. As in, like, you know what? You've done good. You raped all the women I wanted. You waged all the wars I wanted. Because Mars was a god of rape and war.
Right.
So he was like, cue the music. Here I am! Rock you like a hurricane! And just, like, ascended.
Sir, your hurricane has arrived.
a small cupid, like, flies out. Sir, your hurricane is waiting just outside the door. If you could please step up to that hill. It's like a Uber alert.
Yeah.
Or AC/DC Thunderstruck. Maybe that song is about this. But no, they went to Texas in that song.
Well, I mean... Maybe Romulus was the first person to discover North America. And, okay, here it is.
Yeah! Romulus just going off.
Okay, I got it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So, he gets swept away in a hurricane, right? Hell, he was probably sitting in a boat when it happened. Now, suddenly he's in open water. He's like, well, So he just starts rowing in any direction, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't know where he's going. I mean, hell, he's never even rowed a boat before. He's a king, after all. Why should he?
True, true.
Anyway, he's rowing and rowing. And suddenly, he happens upon unknown land, which we nowadays know as North America, right? Mm-hmm. So, he steps on land, he meets native people, right? And as a true emperor, he's like, okay.
I rape you.
No, Rudy. But thank you for... Maybe he does, but that's not explicit in my story.
Okay.
He gets on land, he's like, okay, I see people here, I want to establish another city, because I want to rule them, because, you know, colonizer, right? You said yourself, the city was full of colonizers, and hell, Romulus was one. Mm-hmm. So, he establishes another city, and what do you do in a city? What do you want from your inhabitants, Rudy?
Money.
Exactly. He wanted taxes, right?
Yeah.
So, he wants taxes. He tells the natives, hey, I want taxes from you. And they don't understand what he's saying. So they think, Texas?
Oh. I was thinking of any other thing but this. Go on.
And then, well, they don't really have money to give him, so they just fucking murder his ass. From that point onward, the word Texas, you know, was just heavily associated in their brain with the location. And then years later, when the Europeans came, they called it Texas, basically, because they heard the natives repeating it constantly.
And then, coincidentally, there's a song about it too. And it's about Thunderstruck, and it's, you know, about a hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's just lore. Right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It's a world building, is what it is. Yep.
World building, that's a good way to put it.
Because this world is a video game.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, how about. Gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning comes, right? Heavy rain. He's there, like, well, what did I say? What was he doing there? Reviewing his troops, Camp Martius, right?
Right.
He's there like, oh my god, I came here to count the troops. Well, first of all, the problem is I don't know how to fucking count. Second of all, I don't see any people. That's how heavy the rain is. And then... and then lo and behold, out of the water comes his, what he thought, drowned corpse of his long-lost twin brother, Remus.
Right.
Right. And Remus is there like, well, buddy, I honestly, as a twin brother, I would have forgiven everything. You murdered me? Good for you. You're a solo king, right? You made a prospering kingdom? Good for you. But one thing I'll not forget, remember that fight we had about which hill to settle upon? You chose not the other one. You chose not the hill I wanted. And for that, buddy, well... It's to the locker of Davy Jones for ya! And he fucking drags his ass by one foot, right? Like, just Romulus there like, no, no! But because of thunder and lightning, nobody hears him. Or all the ladies that actually did hear him were like, yeah.
Good.
Anyone hearing any shit? This just in. Oh my god, yeah, I saw him getting ascended to the heavens. Mars himself came down to ascend him. Oh my god, the hurricane swept him away. This just in, did you see a fucking bear came out of nowhere and ate him? A goddamn she-wolf came and was just like, you know what? I regret giving you my milk. I ate you. And so it's basically all these godly stories, because they're like, yeah, he fucking got murdered, but nobody's gonna talk about that, because that's what he fucking deserved.
Right, it was a cover-up.
Yeah, exactly. So the women were like, it's the classic movie scene where the murderer just goes by, sees somebody watching him, you know?
Right.
Does the wink of an eye, puts the index finger on the lips in the shush motion, and the ladies are just like, gotcha. And they twirl their hair because he's actually good looking.
Right.
And yeah, and there's the story of Romulus's ass, well, getting clapped, really. Or maybe.
Yes.
He ran away with his band of orgy guys.
In a brazen act of cowardice? Or just because he wanted to be with men?
Well, he was like, listen, I actually was fine with having... That's the reason. Because they don't say that, you know, they say the Rome originally was filled with colonists, most of whom were young and married men. They don't say why. What if it was Romulus's intention, huh?
Right.
What if it was like, I got all these twinks, this is a paradise. But he, as dumb as he was, didn't think through. He was like, this is not a sustainable society. Can't live like this. And
right.
And that's exactly why I didn't get the good, like, they couldn't marry women. They couldn't find a suitable woman to marry because they're all just gays. They're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to date a woman and get a child from her.
Right, like, they couldn't find suitable
women. So they just were like, well, I mean, I guess it's rape then, huh?
Right. I don't follow the connection there, but I love this for them.
Right.
So I guess.
Like, we don't know any better. Let's rape. They're raped, and then the population started actually blooming. And Romulus was like, well, fucking hell. All of my fuck buddies are now fathers. They have their own, you know. It went from 8 orgies to 1 orgy per month. Now it was, you know, like, it's just shit. So
right.
He, you know, gets the last standing gaze and like, okay, you see that? You see that thunderstorm right there? When it starts rain, bail towards the north. I don't know, I just came up with north. But bail towards the north.
Right.
Another city. And that's how they established Paris.
Okay, I thought you were... I thought you were about to reference... Okay. Well, I guess that works out, right?
Or actually any other
city. That actually... No. That makes sense. I get it. It's Paris, right? Because the Gauls lived in Paris, right? Or, well, in France.
Yeah.
And they resisted the Roman Empire a lot, right? And that's not for
no
reason.
And that's where the cartoon Gauls against the Romans and Asterix and Obelix come from.
That's right. And did anybody know Asterix and Obelix were actually the cutest couple on Earth?
No, don't spoil that for me.
Yes.
You know what? That's a cartoon I watched, and that's a beautiful friendship they have, and that is not a romance, and I'll die on this hill.
You watched it?
Yeah!
It's a comic book.
What do you mean? No.
Yes.
No?
What do you mean?
It's a cartoon. Multiple cartoons. One of my friends had like multiple CDs of them. And
I
then
have
there's
never...
three like movies.
I mean, I've seen the live-action things, but I've never seen, like, a series...
Was I the only one who, by the way, thought back in the day when I was watching Asterix and Obelix live-action movies? They were the funniest shit of them all. Like, that movie slapped. Especially the one with, what was it, Egypt?
I wish I could remember them, but I don't. It's too long ago. But I will say, I mean, it's a cool series.
But yeah, the cartoons. It's very old cartoons, but I love them too. My favorite one, I believe, was Asterix and Obelix and 13... what was it? Some kind of... They had to do some 13 cool things to prove something. I don't remember what was it.
Asterix and Obelix and the 13 cool things they have to prove.
Was they went to a big building, like a big city, where they had to... get the right slip from somebody, but wherever they went, the lady was just like, okay, you have to refer to this person. They go to that person, and the person's like, okay, you have to go ask that person, and just perpetual loop of this.
Okay, this does not sound familiar.
How do you not? Oh my god, culture is not what we do here.
Okay, buddy. Alright, well, anything else?
Well, for me at the moment, no.
Alright, I have one final idea then.
Go ahead.
Right. We all know, like, the gods back then, they were all like... They weren't just like this holy figure that was above everybody, right?
Kind of nowadays.
Well, okay, listen.
If you talk about Jesus specifically, of course it wasn't. But back then, Pantheon or whatever it was, it was. It really
was.
Yeah,
okay, I just mean like they were not just some Randy sitting in the clouds looking down on everybody, just judging them. They were involved.
Oh, like
I'm
that.
Saying.
Yeah. They were raping, yeah.
Right. So,
what happened is, you know, back then the Roman gods, right? They were with Romulus, but then there were still the Greek gods that were kind of in decline at this point. And they wanted to prove a point. Like, hey, we're still here and we're ready to go, you know? We can still fight, I guess. We can still fuck around. So they got into an argument with the Roman gods, and then Zeus was like, well, shit, I'm not going to take this L lying down. I'm going to do something about it. And so when Romulus was counting his troops, he basically jumped his ass, or well, just zapped his ass, right? In the thunderstorm, in a hurricane. And then the Roman gods were kind of embarrassed, of course, because they just lost, like, an important leader of a country, right? That they are, I guess, overseers of, kind of.
Yeah.
So they just hit him with a cover-up. They were like, he just disappeared. Who knows? Yeah, Mars took him up. As like we were being nice instead of your leader just got zapped.
I would just like to imagine this, like, you know, the Greek gods standing there, like, on the side or looking at whatever things are happening around. They're like, Zeus, do something. Zeus, they're like in depression, right? His decline. Lost all worshippers. He's like drinking himself away more than per usual. He's there like all sad. And then Hades himself comes up. Fucking Poseidon, they're like, brother, stop drinking. There's this whole like speech, and he's like, you know what? And you know that scene from Lord of the Rings where that old king like gets back his youth or whatever it was, like that weird 3D sequence where they go from him looking like a zombie to an actual healthy male.
Yes.
Yeah, so that happens. He's like, he's been sitting centuries in that chair. He like slowly stands up. Every single thing cracks, possibly, right? All the moss flies, and he's like, and then he just fucking like lifts his hand and just like, yay! And one fucking lightning bolt just strikes Romulus down immediately.
Yay!
That's right, you fucking punk. And then Poseidon's like, hell yeah, let rain fire from above. And what they didn't tell is that's why the Romans think it's Mars that took him out. But Hades actually rained meteor showers on them. But they're like, oh my god, Mars! Well, these three fuckers up there, the Greek Pantheon, are just dancing and prancing around from joy.
Right.
Which honestly sounds like a god thing to do.
What? Just hanging or just having a party?
Yes, and being petty about things.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is true, yeah. All right, well, Rudy, you got any... Yeah?
When was the point where you... Because, let's be honest, nobody gets introduced to, like, the Pantheon or the Greek gods from childhood as they truly are in the legends. They're always, like, these very cool, somewhat even heroes, right? And you find out the true story about them, and it's like, well, that guy's kind of fucked up.
I don't know.
You know what's this on? Percy Jackson. Because everybody, most of us watched Percy Jackson as kids, and then we were like, oh my god, these are cool dudes, they have abilities and whatnot. And then we play these video games that also have, like, characters. And you find out that Zeus was just basically the biggest rapist of them all.
I mean, I had, like, a book from a pretty young age that had, like, the honest stories, let's say.
Oh. So,
I don't think I was... I don't know, but it's too long ago to, like, put an exact, like, timeline on it, let's say.
I remember the first story that kind of changed my, perspective on Greek gods.
Yeah.
I will always remember, because I always thought it's kind of, like, they're kind of cool. And then I heard the story of how Athena came to be, which I've talked about many times, where Zeus had a headache and asked his son Ares to just fucking use an axe on his head to split it open, and then Athena in full armor came out. And as a child, I was like, what the fuck?
Just another day at the races, right?
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, I mean, those, like, the Greek and Roman, actually, I don't know that much about Roman, but the Greek mythology sure is pretty wacky.
But I mean, that's fine. I find it way cooler than Roman, because Roman is just a boogaloo version of Pantheon of the Greeks.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I will say it's cool that people were creative about it back then, you know? We're going to just sit there and do nothing. Let's write some cool stories about gods, right? Let's have some fun.
Yeah. True, true, true.
All right, Rudy, you have a resolution or something for us, or?
Well, it's kind of like actual facts plus resolution, because as I said, there's a lot of myths about this. But what we do know is that Romulus was a real person who reigned from 753 till 716.
Epic censorship.
Some myths
okay.
actually talk
I
about.
Really, can I just interrupt? I really hate when you do that. Genuinely.
What do you like? Do you not like chicken?
Alright, fucker. Move on.
Black chicken.
You know
some
what you've done.
Some myths actually talk about him ascending to heavens due to the gods Mars's will. However, most likely he just got assassinated there by senators. Unfortunately, his death is used as an excuse to spin the story of Mars accepting him into heavens, thus meaning the gods are on Roman side, and implying kind of like the allowance of them to keep expanding their borders via new conquests. So that's probably why Romulus became such a myth and a god-tier statue himself. People just, you know, the ones in power that stayed after him were like, we can use his story as an excuse to basically expand the borders and go conquest
right,
other.
Right, and then it's like, it's the gods want us to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, well, if history has taught us anything, people have tried this multiple times. Look at Jesus. But that never works out, does it?
No. They're never the good guys, anyway.
Yes.
Well, all right. Thank you, Rudy, for this quite lovely story, I guess.
Yeah.
Look
at the statue of Remus and Romulus right now. You've definitely seen the statue.
I'll just do this, just for you. Oh, actually, you can tell the Latvian country story, because that you would probably...
Oh, yeah, right, about the country story. So, my mom told me this. There apparently were some fucking idiots who were like, you know what? We don't like how this country is run right now. It's so shit. We are the people who say it's shit, but we don't do nothing about it. We vote for the shittiest of parties, and then we're like, oh my god, look at us, right?
Right, classic.
So, I feel like the main guy was kind of a politician in Latvia, too. And they were like, yeah, so I know a guy, a millionaire, who owns an island, right? We can just go there and establish our own new colony, basically, and live the way we want. True
right.
story. And I was like, that's where it ends.
That's
because,
a good idea. That works, right?
Yeah, of
Clueless.
Course. Because now, you know, especially in these day and age, look how that works out of establishing new countries or rewriting borders.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really make a country unless you have, like, a real reason. Like, there's, like, a group of people that actually...
No, yeah, these were, like, I feel like the amount of people who would go wouldn't even make a town work.
Yeah. It's just two dudes in a forest.
It's just two, like, dumb and dumber kind of vibes.
Yeah. Alright, well, thank you everybody for listening.
Statue, suck the tit. Did you see the statue?
Oh, I did, and I have never seen that before, I will say.
You
honestly, I have never
seen
it before. Where is it?
I couldn't tell you where is it, but I feel like its depictions are everywhere.
I haven't... Let me also say that I don't go to art museums when I'm abroad. I don't care.
That makes... Okay, you know what?
It's in Rome, and I haven't been to Rome as well, so...
We just went to Rome, spiritually.
Fish? Okay. I'm just going to devolve into grunting. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to send us something like a tip or even a thank you or, well, anything else, really, you know, feel free. It's a, you know, yeah. Email us at thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com, the name of the show @gmail.com. Or if you want to send something personal, you can contact
Rudy
at... Don't
send it, because I am fucking done with this. 000RUDYS000 on Instagram. I am not waiting for you. I don't need you. Get the fuck out of my DMs. Unfollow if you want, you fucking twats.
Done. Thank you, Rudy.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a nice...
Epic censorship. No. I will edit this out. Goodbye.